Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Over this last week, we talked about some pretty cool things, encouraging things. Matter of fact, we even changed some videos up for you, posted them on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And pretty good stuff, friends. You'll stand up and cheer. You really will. Hello, friends. You can keep that music going, my friend. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. Our pretty little princess, Stephanie Joy. Not only my pretty little princess, but also your pretty little princess. Friends, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. We're the patriots that the globalists despise. Why? Because we're not being moved. We're not broadcasting our opinions. We're broadcasting our foundations. And guess what? Facts are stubborn things. Facts don't move. And by the way, truth demands a response. And when you're lying, you don't have a response. That's all you can do is shout and shoot. And that's all your opposition does, my friends, is shout and shoot. So if you'd like to check us out, you'd like to see our little faces, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Who are the Sons of Liberty? Who is the Daughters of Liberty? Well, it's Bradley and Stephanie, yours truly. Hey. But aside of that, if you'd like to also check us out on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. I'm going to be sharing a couple stories with you today. Again, they will have you on your feet cheering, but it also shows you a vast, oh, the word magnanimity comes to mind, a huge portion of courage from a little woman out of Germany. And another one, another video, separate story, a veteran who went to a Mexican shop in the United States of America, cut down a flag, because they had the audacity to put the Mexican flag over the top of the American flag. And, folks, that didn't fly too well with one of our veterans who took the flag, put it under his arm, and said, if you want it, you're going to have to fight me for it.
That's great.
That is the Sons and Daughters of Liberty. Sons of Liberty Radio. Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check them out. I got both videos posted right now just to get you a little warmed up. You can also check us out on Facebook again, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Two different websites, one fan page, one personal page. I'm uploading all three websites constantly. We are at the Sons of Liberty Radio. As well, friends, you can follow me on my Twitter account. And again, thank you for the response. I see that quite a few of you actually responded by getting your own Twitter accounts, your own Facebook accounts. Good for you. This is how we win the day. We can do it when we do it together. We the people has meaning, and that meaning to your enemies is not good for their end. You know, instead of just talking about how bad everything is for the American people, why don't we start talking about how bad it's getting for those that are trying to eradicate and steal away our freedoms?
I like that.
Yeah, because justice is the guardian of liberty, right? So, folks, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Folks, you can also find that we are turning talk radio into do radio. This is a fact. You know, one thing about this ministry is that we're not talking about what needs to be done. We're in the process of always doing it. And isn't it interesting that ministries all across the United States of America are constantly raising money for visions they want to fulfill rather than those that are fulfilled?
Yeah.
We have done it always the opposite way. We've always went out. We said we're in the process of fulfilling vision. We've done hundreds of high schools across this country, 350 to be exact. We've done colleges. We've done tea parties all across the country. We're on the airwaves in 53 countries. We do 37 columns every week. We have the potential of reaching over 250,000 people alone just on our outlets, friends, on our columns that I do weekly. So we're not
talking about what we need to do. We're doing it all the time. And friends, let me tell you this. If God can pick out one little boy, a little fatherless welfare kid, and set him in a position to change a nation and nations, I'll tell you what, can you imagine what we could do if we did this together all across the country? We wouldn't be complaining about anything. We'd be getting the job done, and we'd be rejoicing in the freedoms that the Son of God gave unto us and the veterans in the natural have given unto us. No comparison, of course. Jesus was without sin, but man was not. But you still get the point. Jesus always taught in parables. He taught the natural man that did not receive the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. He always gave them natural analogies before he taught them spiritual lessons. And so do we. So in saying that, friends, if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I got to say this, and I haven't asked you this, but I'm looking over at our pretty little princess right now. Do you not get encouraged when people call in? Good, bad,
oh,
ugly,
yeah.
Whatever
it is
the case
nice.
Might be.
You know, it is. It's nice to see because, you know, this is radio, obviously. So we're talking. We're not seeing the audience that we're speaking with.
They can see us. Though,
they can
know.
See yeah. us if you're a son or daughter of Liberty on the live stream. So you can see us. But it's nice to know that the connection is being made. And what I think encourages me is when you hear, okay, we've got so-and-so calling from Florida, so-and-so from Washington, so-and-so
yeah,
from New
it.
York. It's across
Australia,
America. We want
Africa.
To know you're out there. That's
yes.
right. It's so nice to know that people are out there listening when they respond and say, yeah, they're getting fed too, because that's what we want to do is we bring the Lord what we've got, our five loaves and our two fishes. He's the one that multiplies it. He's the one that brings the increase, and he's the one that feeds the multitude. So we're just happy to be a part of that.
If you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, again, we are turning talk radio into do radio, and this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, sissy?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And, you know, speaking of when you were talking about one little fatherless boy that God changed, converted, sanctified, and sent out to change a nation, that's exactly what we've been highlighting all this week
yep.
in Bradley's School of Hard Knocks pocketbook.
And how he answered my prayer.
That's
you
right.
know, friends, you know how you deal with skeptics? Tell them to ask the Lord for themselves. And when he answers, I'll tell you this. What God puts in you, no devil in hell can take away from you. That's enough evidence for me because the Spirit of God always bears witness. The Spirit of God says, to he who hath the Son hath life. The Bible says, we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And why? For the kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven is not in word, but it is in power. Why? Again, I love this. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. You're not to find your faith in man. You're to find it in Jesus Christ by him bearing witness through who he is to you.
That's exactly right. And we want you to share
like
this story. I like it too. We want you to be able to share the story with other people because it's the life-changing power of God. And what's so nice for me is I grew up in the church. So for me, you know, it's a different kind of story because, you know, church mentality thinking is, well, you know, your pastor has to tell you or you go to church and something happens. No. You were crying out to God in a rock band. You were at nighttime calling out to God.
Ultra athletes.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
God saved you with no help from any man. It's truly miraculous. If you'd like to get 10 booklets for only $5, you can call 1-866-233-0747 or you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Perfect to hand out in schools, at your church, in the mall, anywhere and everywhere. We got them in bulk. Let's get them out there to the people.
sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. If you feel motivated, led, driven to give us a call, do. We're of the driven sort.
Definitely.
You know, right before the break, Stephanie, you were talking about, well, you were raised up in the church and we were talking about altar athletes.
Yeah.
I got to say this. When I first started to see this kind of stuff, I started to ask questions right away. Right when I was a baby Christian, I would go to the Word and then I'd come back and say, why don't we do this anymore? And then I'd hear these pastors say, well, we just don't do that anymore. Then I'd notice that the Lord said in Malachi 3:16 that I'm the Lord thy God, I change not.
So and maybe then man's methods.
Yeah, then I'd go over to Hebrews 13, and he said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that he's faithful unto 1,000 generations. And I'm trying to figure out, wait a second, if God hasn't changed, then man has changed. But I would see these altar athletes, and I couldn't stand their vibe. I noticed that they'd go up to the altar one week, and they'd cry, and everybody would see them cry. By the way, that's what they were after.
Right.
And they would cry in front of everybody, and they were so sorry, and they loved Jesus. But right when they got out of church, they'd go out and commit adultery. And, you know, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God, James 4:4. And it was interesting that they were so sorry that everybody was watching them, that they were sorry. But right when they'd walk out the door, they'd become somebody different. They'd become the world rather than who they were supposed to be. So in other words, instead of receiving from the Spirit of God in church through repentance by the Holy Ghost, being endued by Him to go out and change the world, they leave the church, they leave the praise of men, and the pity of man, they go out and they act like the world. And it's, I guess what I'm trying to say here is, if you can be talked into something, you can be talked out of it.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And I noticed that these people, as long as they were around their church friends, they'd be one way. And then instead of going out, you know, come as you are, friends, to church, yes, but leave as you are changed by the Holy Ghost and grow thereby in grace as a tree planted by the rivers of water. I didn't see none of that. By the way, I am not over exaggerating. I did not see any of that. I did not see any of that. As a matter of fact, a lot of the people that when I first got saved 19 years ago, all these supposed teachers that had something to teach me, they're nowhere to be found.
Yeah,
I heard some of them were back in the bars, some of them were stuck on porn and this and that and the other thing. It's like, wait a second, if Christ was the author of your faith, He's also the finisher of your faith. And then the question is these are, you know, actually the statement and the question is, these are the people that want to tell you what grace does for their life. And these are the people that believe that the grace of God is, you can go ahead and license and do whatever you want after the Son of God died on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. Never made any sense to me.
Yeah, well, that is very true. And I can see where the Lord said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And he said,
but where is the grace?
Cold.
That's my question.
The point is, it's not there.
That's right.
When you go forward repeatedly, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, and like you're confessing something, you're repenting of your sins. Listen, to repent means to turn and walk away from your sins, not to do the same thing over and over again. It goes back to the old analogy. If I slap you in the face and I come back, you know, 2 weeks later, I do really good. But for 2 weeks, I come back and say, whoops, and I slap you in the face again. And let's say I do really good for maybe 3 months, but I come back and
I
keep hitting you.
I thought you were sorry for slapping me in the face.
That's exactly right. If I'm sorry for slapping you in the face, guess what? Doesn't take a genius. I'm going to stop slapping you in the face. Same thing with the Lord. When you go to the Lord, you can't just say, well, Lord, I'm sorry, and continuously do what you're doing. You say, no, I'm sorry. True repentance before God is a broken heart and a broken spirit. These, O Lord, you will not despise.
Isaiah 66,
and repent 2. And turn from your wicked ways. And amen. Christ comes in by grace through faith. We are saved by grace through faith, yet not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Through faith, through grace, by the blood of Jesus Christ, washing us and cleansing us from our sin, we become new creations, new creatures in Christ.
Yes.
Jesus. Old things are passed away.
Yes.
All things become new.
Yeah, and so in saying all of that, I didn't notice anybody that really walked in that.
Right.
I didn't really notice a whole lot of people walking in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
They could have the gifts, but I still didn't know. I noticed that the confession or the profession of faith and what the Word of God said, they were opposed,
yeah.
Diametrically opposed.
Sinners,
it's like oil
not-
and water. It's like, wait a second. You say you're the Lord's. Matter of fact, case in point, I remember when I would literally go out. I owned a business in North Minneapolis, just started a lawn service, as a matter of fact. And I would go to work and I would rush home so I could get in the Word of God. And, you know, the Bible says that your conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was literally so in my heart that my cup would overflow. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth would speak. And I remember this one particular dude that was in the church. And, of course, he wanted to surround himself around who I was so he could, you know, teach me something. Well, I remember one time he called up the pastor and we sat down at a table and I thought, well, what are we doing here? He was mad at me because the only thing that would come out of my mouth was the Word of God. The pastor looked at him and rebuked him and he said, that's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaketh.
Mm-hmm.
And because my conversation was becoming the Word of God, it was foreign to him. Yet he was a Christian and he was going to church every week. It's like, this is Christianity, and I wasn't trying to adapt myself out of works to try to swing that sword. No, I wanted to understand it. I wanted to exercise myself in the faith. I wanted to build myself up in the faith. And to be quite honest with you, the only thing I had and the only thing I do have is him in the first place.
Yeah.
Well, now, 19 years later, that's all I have. And guess what, friends? To say that's all you have is the Creator of all things, that's quite a bit.
Yeah,
that's quite a lot.
That's right. What we have to keep in mind is just because a person goes to a church doesn't make them a Christian. I can hang around doctors all day.
You mean a car going into a garage doesn't make it a...
Okay. That was a little...
How about this?
Just because I hang around with doctors doesn't make me a doctor. Just because I go to a church building doesn't make me a Christian. The church is the people.
That's exactly right. But here was my point, and I just want to clarify this. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile.
That's right. That's the right way to put
yes.
it. That's right. Just because you go into a garage doesn't make you a car. And we look around and we think, well, I remember one preacher one time said, well, I'd rather go to church with a bunch of hypocrites than go to hell with them. And his point was, you know, you need to, you know, not forsake the gathering of yourselves with the fellowship.
Yeah.
But the point
let's
is...
Let's keep that in context,
exactly.
too, because David hated those that regarded lying vanities. He wouldn't go into the congregation with the wicked. And the wicked are those that know what they do. He
right.
said, into the congregation with the wicked. So the wicked were in the pulpits. He said, I'm a companion of all them that fear thee, Lord. And he's also the man that said, Lord, I've hid thy word in my heart that I might not sin against you. If you have a clean robe on,
yeah,
you're not going to want to hang around a bunch of people playing in the mud.
Yep, that's exactly right. So let's keep our perspective is that just because you go to church doesn't make you a Christian. One of the greatest things I think Jesus ever said in the Bible and told us was, you know a man by his fruits. If he doesn't have the fruits of the Spirit, if he's not
righteousness,
walking...
Righteousness, goodness, and
that's
truth.
Right, and holiness and purity and not just, you know, going to church every Sunday, then they're not truly Christ. So
that's
just
right.
keep that in mind.
Yeah, what I find is the church people, boy, I hate to say this, but boy, we're just kind of on this, you know, I'm just kind of tracking on this, I find them to be more appalling than anything. I mean, I remember going to a particular church and some of the church leaders, I was a baby Christian, and I remember these church leaders, just the corruption that would come out of their mouth. And yet Scripture again says, I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is good to edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. And I would look at them and say, did you just say what I thought? Remember that one time we were in, we did a youth group, friends. This was right. This is 12 years ago.
Yeah.
In this praise and worship, I was going to
praise and worship.
Yep. Praise and worship leader comes up to me and he started to mouth the F word.
Can you believe that?
And I'm sitting here thinking, you have got to be kidding me. But keep in mind, remember the man that came up to Jesus that said, my name is Legion, for there are many. He came up to Jesus worshiping him.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to keep in mind, the enemy's always going to go to the one that breaks open the anointing on the congregants. And here we have a praise and worship leader mouthing the F word to me. Friends, if I'd have been in the flesh, because I won state in boxing when I was 14 years old, I would have ended his life right there on the spot. And I'll tell you, he was pulling me in the flesh.
Yeah, exactly.
City in boxing.
I remember one time, I went to a Christian high school for 4 years. And I remember one time with our praise and worship, we had a chapel service every Wednesday, and the leader of the praise and worship, they came up with a Guinness, the beer company, t-shirt on.
Guinness,
or however you say it. Yeah. Regardless, in front of a bunch of high schoolers. He was a high school kid. He was only like 16 years old. He had a Guinness, or however you say it, t-shirt.
Yeah.
I think beer. School reprimanded
him. Hey, Chase, what's the problem?
Exactly.
Holiness.
What's the problem? And if you say anything to him, who are you to judge?
You're judging.
For the record,
so
I think the school did do something about it. Good for them.
Yeah.
But
amen.
The point remains.
The point is he shouldn't be wearing like that, you know, a shirt like that. Anyway, and that reminds me of another thing, too. I remember one time we went to this church. It was not, we don't.
How did we get here?
It's all right. We got a couple hours today. But anyway, we went to this church, and we don't go to this church. It was a prosperity church, huge church. And someone had invited us to come because they knew the guest speaker who was coming. And I remember, I could say
his name, friends, and you'd say, I've heard of that guy. Yep.
I sat in the back because we had, a newborn, and I wanted to kind of be able to leave if I needed to leave, because this is a big church. And he had Bradley sit in the front. So I was in the back, and I just couldn't believe it. They're all laughing. He didn't use one scripture. All he was doing was telling jokes, so on and so forth. Then his wife got up. She took scripture out of context. But they're laughing and laughing. And I'm thinking, what is so funny?
Yeah.
The world is going to hell in a handbasket. Literally, 4,000 babies are murdered every day.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here in church as the church people laughing. There is nothing to laugh at.
I got a story to tell you right when we come back. I was actually told to go see this general of God, a modern general of God, which is not a general of God whatsoever. And I remember leaving, and I'll tell you the rest of the story right when we come back on the other side. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You got a story? 1-866-233-0747. Let us hear it. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Well, I already got people bleeding in over on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, checking out our videos. We're going to talk about the little woman that did in Germany, and then we'll also share some audio and video, if you'd like to see it online, you can, of the veteran that took the flag down and said, yeah. Oh, no, if you want to, you can fight me for this.
Great.
Amen. Stuff. But right before the break, friends, I wanted to tell you a story because we were just kind of talking. I mean, this is talk radio, and it's good talk radio, and it's edifying, and it's exhorting. And that means to push you along in the call of God, admonishing you, and what not to do in a lot of cases. And what's interesting is I was told by this pastor's wife that you need to go see this particular man. He's a general that's alive today, general of God. A general of God are those that know God. You know, if you look in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about how the elders obtained the good report. Well, because they stayed the course. So God revealed himself to those that persevered and continued in faith. And perseverance defines out in Webster's 1828 as a continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. And so I said, okay, I'll go check him out. And I remember going and watched this, and it was in the church, and there's probably about 30 people that showed up. And again, I was a baby Christian, and I was hungry as could be. I was the deer that panted for water, Psalm 42. And I remember watching it, and I was there for probably 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes. I'm just doing my best to recollect. And I remember it, and this isn't a Bradley Dean word, but it broke my heart. And I walked outside, I got in my truck, and I started punching the top, not punching, but hitting the top with the side of my fist on the, you know, right by the steering wheel,
dashboard.
The dashboard. And I just said, Lord, how is it that they're inside of the church laughing, they love you so much, but yet they basically reflect their obligation and duty before a just and a holy God who didn't give suggestions, but rather commandments. Well, see, this is a church that completely, they're called antinomianists, showed no regard for God's law whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing in church is they're slithering around literally like a bunch of snakes laughing. And this guy would walk around from person to person going like this. Literally, friends, this is what I was hearing. And he would walk by and just put his hand by their face and they would fall down. Now, there is something called being slain in the spirit, friends. But being slain in the spirit doesn't mean you crawl around or, you know, slither around like a stinking snake in church without any change.
Right.
But the question that I had straight from the world, living in North Minneapolis, which is the hood, for those that did not know, in Minnesota, I'm trying to figure out, you know, all those people in the hood are looking for the light and you people are inside of a building laughing, talking about gimme, my name is Jimmy, to make the preacher rich and he can have another, you know, another cabin and another Learjet and another car, and he's trying to suck money out of you and he's deceiving you people into believing he's got some mystical powers over the rest of the crowd, and the people are going right hook, line, and sinker for his deceptions.
Yeah, it is.
I did not understand it, but I knew it was unscriptural. I knew by the Holy Ghost it was completely wrong. The Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, to bring forth godly repentance and faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I didn't hear any of that.
Right. I think it goes along to show you again how it goes back to that scripture, how you know a man by their fruits, because Christ is the healer. He is the guy that can still, I shouldn't say the guy, but he is the Christ who can still heal. When you said that, it reminded me of, I remember watching a documentary on a preacher, Benny Hinn.
Yep.
And what they had was they had this woman who literally basically said, you know, sow your seed, you know, for that healing or whatever that woman needed. And she needed a healing for
Benny
her children.
Benny was saying that, and she was holding the check up, crying.
Crying,
yes.
Holding the seed. So he said, sow your seed. She was in the service there with him,
yep,
holding up her seed, her money, and she gave to him in hopes that one of her children, I believe, would be made well.
Yeah.
Well, I believe her child ended up dying.
Yeah.
And when you look at that, it's sad to say, because just because people claim to come in Christ's name doesn't mean that they're Christ. There's a lot of people who misrepresent who Christ is.
Yeah.
Just think in the natural how horrible it is when you're misrepresented by someone. Imagine now all the churches that are filled today across America, across the world, that misrepresent who Christ is. There was a John G. Lake. There was,
you know,
all those people.
Slow down a second. The only place that you see the Mercedes-Benz, the only place that you see the killer rides, you know, I don't even want to say Cadillac because that's not really what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the Maseratis. I'm talking about the Bentleys. I'm talking about, you know, you get the point.
Right.
That's in the pastor's parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
And
you see all the other
beaters, and you see these preachers sitting there begging for money. Now listen, sowing and reaping is a scriptural concept. Of course, if I live by the gospel, if I preach the gospel, then therefore I live by the gospel. And scripture also says that if I sow sparingly, I shall also reap sparingly. But you would think that that man, one house would be sufficient for him, not three houses and three cabins and four Learjets and 15 different cars. And then he goes in there. By the way, Benny Hinn also told these people that if you don't sell your money, something bad will happen to you.
Yeah, and that's...
He was saying that, and I heard him say it. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And this is also the guy that said he wanted to take the Holy Ghost machine gun
and shoot
to those
people
that didn't agree with his doctrine.
Right.
And so pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah,
but folks, that's pretty widespread, by the way. That isn't just some isolated incident. That's pretty widespread.
Yeah.
And another way of preaching that same gospel is just by simply withholding the cross of Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
By just through omission, by not hitting what needs to be said. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again, but it's interesting that the greatest advocate to the abortion industry is the professed church. The greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda in America is the professed church. How? Through their silence. They are just as guilty as anybody else, because they are not speaking out and preaching out against their sin that God commanded, my friends, not man.
Yeah, and you see those preachers all day long. You know, they're on your television set. They do these crusades. They do whatever they do. And there's people like this woman who genuinely wanted her child to be healed, but she's not judging this man by his fruits. So you have to kind of look. But then there's other, you know, churches, when you're talking about covetousness, you know, the pastor's got the big house, he's got the nice car, so on and so forth. But also,
I don't think there's anything wrong with having a nice car
and
a decent house. You just don't need 15 of them,
right? I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, is that your God? Why are they coming to church? Because money, money, money. Oh, money cometh, we write on our checks.
They don't want Moses. They want Aaron.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, It's also bad for those pastors who are covetously taking the means of money, but it's also bad because the Lord judges your heart. While man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. If I am giving because I covetously expect a return, my motive in my heart in giving is wrong too as well. So not only are they taking from these people, but they're teaching them that if you want that, no, this car is paid for. Yeah. This car is paid for. When you give your money, then you're going to get something good back. Right. When you give, freely as you receive, freely give. You don't give so you can get a new car, you can get a new
house.
Metaphysics. You give because freely as you receive, freely give. You support the work of the ministry to go out and seek and save that which is lost. Not so your pastor can have another.
Go ahead, Chase.
Yeah, if these guys, if they really believed what they were preaching,
everybody would be wealthy.
Well, that and wouldn't they be the ones giving it away?
That's right.
If they got $100 and you get $100,000 back or whatever,
that's
they
right.
They wouldn't have to be asking for money anymore because they have so much.
Yeah, that's right.
If that works, so that hundredfold return, if that really worked for them, they wouldn't even have to ask for money anymore because it'd just be pouring in all the
that's
time.
That's right. That's exactly right. I think the thing is we know real Christianity by the persecution that it draws.
Yes.
And for righteousness' sake, not unrighteousness' sake.
Right.
And we see that a lot of the generals of old, they were very much that. They were drawing fire for the right reasons because they were walking in the light of God's countenance. And guess what? The enemy, the prince of the power of the air, doesn't like the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and his kids walking in obedience because they are endued with power from on high. And when that happens, guess what? It stirs it up. And Talmuds all over the place. Read the book of Acts, my friends. It's all Talmuds, uproars, the disciples going to prison, the angels of God being sent forth and loosing Peter, and earthquakes loosing Paul and Silas. And we got to look at things through scriptural eyes.
Definitely.
Case in point, not too long ago, I had an individual tell me, it was a minister, he said, "Bradley, well, that's your call." Scripture tells us that, listen, there's an apostle, there's a prophet, there's a teacher, there's an evangelist, and there's a pastor. And Scripture tells us that we're all to do the work of an evangelist.
No, that's just
for those special
gifting.
A part of that fivefold ministry, the ones that I just named, Ephesians 4:11, is it just the prophet that preaches out against sin, or just the apostle, or is it just the pastor or evangelist or the teacher? Is it just one person's job? Is it just the prophet's job to point the finger? Or is it everybody's job to preach the law as a schoolmaster, which converts men unto Christ?
That's right.
Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24. If we all preach the same thing, Scripture says that we're to be found in the bond of peace, which is by the Holy Ghost. If the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, then we're all preaching the same message all the time in unity.
Yeah, I didn't see in the Bible where it said, "Prophet, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Apostle, go ye into all the world. It said, go ye into all the world. That's a mandate for everybody. That's not just, well, it's your gifting to talk to folks. The Lord's really just hiding me. In fact, I got a great analogy to go with this. It's a great parable. It's the parable of the fishless fisherman's fellowship. The fishermen were surrounded by streams and lakes full of hungry fish. They met regularly to discuss the call to fish, the abundance of fish, and the thrill of catching fish. They got excited about fishing. Someone suggested that they need a philosophy of fishing, so they carefully defined and redefined fishing. They also developed fishing strategies and tactics. They began to do research studies and attend conferences on fishing. Some even traveled to faraway places to study different kinds of fish with different habits.
Man, that sounds familiar.
Very much so. A few even got doctorates in fishology, but no one had yet gone fishing. So, a committee was formed to send out a fisherman. As prospective fishing places outnumbered fishermen, the committee needed to determine priorities. A priority list of fishing places was posted on all the bulletin boards in all the fellowship halls, but still, no one was fishing. A survey was launched to find out why. Most didn't answer the survey, but from those who did, it was discovered that some felt called to study fish, a few to furnish fishing equipment, and several to go around encouraging the fishermen.
Let's finish that when we get back. So, in other words, there were some that believed that, well, maybe the Lord was hiding them.
That's right.
And others were actually supposed to go out and evangelize.
Everything but fishing.
Wow. Let's get to the key points when we get back on the other side of this break. Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, friends, anytime, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to get to the little lady who did and the veteran who said, "Fight me for it."
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You set a light throughout the world, America, through justice. Because justice is the guardian of liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You see, a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law under God. Justice is the call of the American people, so I ask, what is the guardian of liberty? Justice is, and you are the law.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Okay, so we're talking about those that came up with a committee that thought it'd be a good idea how to catch fish, and there were some that felt that they were called to just study things out.
That's right. Basically, we're talking about
faith without works.
That's right. We're talking about the parable of the fishless fisherman's fellowship. For those of you who are just joining us, that's right, the triple F. But basically, they were concerned that no one was fishing. But I'll continue. I'll do a little bit before we last left off to kind of tee it up again. But a survey was launched to find out why. No one was fishing. Most didn't answer the survey, but from those who did, it was discovered that some felt called to study fish, a few to furnish fishing equipment, and several to go around encouraging the fishermen. With so many important meetings and conferences and seminars, they simply did not have time to fish. Now, Jake was a newcomer to the Fisherman's Fellowship. After one stirring meeting of the fellowship, he went fishing and caught a large fish. At the next meeting, he told his story and was honored for his catch. He was told that he had a special gift of fishing. He was then scheduled to speak at all the fellowship chapters and tell everyone how he did it. With all of his speaking invitations and his election to the board of directors, Jake no longer had time to go fishing. But soon he began to feel restless and empty. He longed to feel the tug on the line once again. So, he canceled the speaking, he resigned from the board, and he said to his friend, "Hey, let's go fishing." And that's exactly what the two of them did. And lo and behold, they caught fish. The members of the Fishermen's Fellowship were many. The fish were plentiful, but the fishermen were few. In Mark 1:17, Jesus says, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
So when you're following Christ, that's what happens through transformation. You become just like him. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You become in his likeness and in his image. You begin to emulate that
that's
who
right.
you follow, like in 1 Corinthians 11:1, where Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." And what is the fruit of that walk? Your heart is what?
Goes out to other people.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, that's
to go
right.
fishing.
As that's exactly right. And when it comes,
follow me and I'll make you become fishers of men is what Jesus said.
That's right. When yeah. it comes to evangelism, are you a fisherman who doesn't fish? If that's the case, don't be afraid to follow Jesus. You can trust him. He will make you a fisher of men. You know, it was also Charles Spurgeon who said, "If you have no desire for others to be saved, then you are not saved yourself." And you know, I think the thing
how are people getting saved at all? Actually preaching the law, judgment, mercy,
you
and
can't.
Faith. That's right.
Wherefore,
but people think they're doing God a service by holding people's hands
yeah.
to heaven, and I don't see that.
No.
We follow him. He didn't say anything about sending counselors out to maintain people.
That's right. The Bible says, "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified
not
by
faith." Not unto a counselor?
No.
Oh.
Sorry, not a counselor. But what the law does, it shows you your sin before a just and a holy God. Judgment is what you deserve because you broke those commandments. Mercy is Jesus Christ on the cross where you should be for your sin, and faith is faith of the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you, and you trust in him as the blood, and let's not forget about the blood neither, as the blood of Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, washes you and cleanses you from all sin from the inside out.
2 Timothy 4:5, listen carefully. "Be watchful, thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry."
Wow. Endure affliction.
Wow.
It's not going to come without
yeah.
trials and tribulations.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it was Leonard Ravenhill who said, if a Christian is not having tribulation in the world, there is something wrong.
Of course.
Yep. And John R. Rice said, "The world never burned a casual Christian at the stake."
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and this
God
is the true church.
God
keep
likes
in mind.
To set those fires once in a while, doesn't
yeah, that's
he?
Yeah. exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, another one by John Fox, who wrote the Fox's Book of Martyrs, said, "Princes, kings, and other rulers of the world have used all their strength and cunning against the church. Yet it continues to endure and hold its own." That's the true church of Jesus Christ. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You know, when there was martyrs, it had the opposite effect.
Yes.
When you had the martyrs, you know, the William Tyndales and all those.
Well, the seed of the righteous is
themselves.
Forever.
Exactly.
The church isn't going anywhere, friends. It was the Lord that said, and he's not a man that should lie, and his word will not return unto him void, nor unto us, friends, through his manifestation and his presence, is the fact that, listen, if he said it, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. They're not going to.
That's
they
right.
never have, and they never will.
That's right. And those martyrs,
they're fools for their pains.
That's right. And those that sacrifice, you know, pay with the price with their lives for the gospel's sake. After their martyrdom, Christianity begins to spread even more. So they're trying to put away. They call them heretics. They do everything in the book that they can to try to demean these people.
That's right.
And Christ is glorified, and actually Christianity spreads even more.
So
like
the
wildfire.
Way to put the church to sleep is offer them a benefit.
That's right. Gifts.
So what's happening?
They're getting gifts.
So
to
when
shut
you
them up.
Get a gift, isn't it interesting? Let's go back to the preachers as to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. The more you offer them a crossless Christianity, the less that they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the less they're going to do, the more you're going to have to maintain them, because it's no longer God's gospel, which the Holy Ghost bears witness to. Now it's man's gospel, which man has to bear witness
yeah,
to.
Yeah, when you come to Christ, you're united with him, okay? It's like a husband and wife. You don't have to call up the husband, or you shouldn't have
you
to
mean
say,
it's not a relationship?
No, it's a union with
Thank
Christ.
You.
He comes in and unites himself with you, or you with him. But, you know, if you have to call someone and say, "Hey, I noticed you're married. I noticed that you haven't been living at home for a while. You haven't talked to your wife in a couple months. I just want to encourage you to go ahead and do that." Well, listen, he's not really faithful to his wife. He's not really in a union relationship with his wife.
That's
Same
sick.
Thing. If you have to call him up and say, "Hey, haven't seen you in church for a couple weeks. Notice you haven't read your Bible."
Well, pretty
about
soon
two
you're going to have to be encouraged.
Exactly. After doing all that encouraging work,
yeah.
That's right. But listen, the Lord never followed anyone. We follow him. He didn't go around making sure people listen. If what's really in your heart, no one can take away from you. If you're hungry, no one has to tell you. You need to go to the cupboard and eat. When you're hungry, you have no problem walking to the cupboard, finding whatever you need, going to that restaurant.
How long I was in ministry where I had to tell people that week after week, two times a week, when you go to McDonald's, I don't have to tell you what you want.
That's
if you're hungry. You're going to say, give me one of all of them, right? And I got to bring you to church. And when you come to church, I got to tell you what you're hungry for.
Right, exactly.
It's because you're not hungry. Therefore, you're going to come empty and you're going to leave empty.
That's right.
Yeah.
You get what you decide that you want when you come to church, and you say, listen, I want to get something from this. When you go to the Word, what you desire is what the Lord will answer in your prayer and your request.
Now, listen, what I want to do, hey, by the way, that was our preface. Did you like that?
That's exactly right.
This last week, I hit a story, and it was a story of a German woman who literally stood up and rebuked Islam. And what happened is, there was a imam that was invited to this church, and it just happened to be Martin Luther's church in Germany.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wrong church to pick.
Wrong church,
yeah,
right?
Wrong church to pick.
And what he did is he got up and he started, you know, with his little smiley face of Islam, and his the heart of the devil shined right through. He started to, you know, give his little prayer. And what happened is this little German woman stood up in the middle of his prayer. Now, keep in mind, too, friends, let me set the stage. I'm going to play this for you right when we come back to hour two. Keep in mind, there was hundreds of little sheeple in that Christian church standing down, subjecting themselves to a man-made religion that is out to destroy the people that were in the church. The imam went there because they're trying to unify Islam with Christianity, friends.
Right.
That will never happen.
No.
That's just like yin-yang, like black and white ever becoming the same color. That's like God and the devil becoming friends. That will never happen, friends. Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And I want to say this. This little woman, she stood up. My friend Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost this last week sent it to me. I watched it. Friends, I just got to tell you personally and honestly, I watched it. And I'm telling you what, you're to the point where you want to stand up and cheer after she did what she did. She did what a man that was commanded to do disobeyed. So she stood up and she did what a man wouldn't do. I sat there and I cried.
Yeah.
And I cried for joy because I was looking at someone that understood the operation of faith that is in my life. She didn't ask for permission to obey God. She stood up and she shut down that imam. But now what's interesting about this is the professors in the church actually removed her rather than the imam. And one of the things that she had said, and again, I'll play this for you right after this, right after we get to the other side of this hour. She said, you kick me out when you should kick them out. She said, they come in peace when in fact they are killing our people. See, because there's an Islamization going on in Germany right now. Friends, this is going on all over Europe right now.
Yep.
They're trying to stifle anybody that doesn't agree with them, which again shows you who they work for. It's a political battering ram. It's a political battering ram, friends. I'll say it again. It's a political battering ram only to shut off all opposition that does not agree with their dangerous ideology. So what we're going to do is right when we come back from this break, I'm going to play the German woman who did when a man didn't. And you want to talk about courage, friends?
Yep.
Hey, guys, that need a little courage boost, I want to tell you that Scripture tells us that Jesus spoke as one having authority. The Bible calls Jesus Christ, and so does the Holy Ghost, bear witness that he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, that he is a man of war, not in the flesh, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. But I want you guys to hear and see if you get a witness the way I got a witness, because it still moves me to the point where I got to play it just one more time. But folks, get ready to cheer right after this hour. Got Bradley and Stephanie, sons and
daughters of Liberty.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, do 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Guys, down at GCN, you guys rock. Just wanted to let you know. Be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel.
Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.